When I lost my daughter and I began the grief process that minute, obviously, I knew that there was a lot of research on normal grief responses, which are denial, numbness, searching, disorientation, resolution. And at the time, they were just all a mumbo jumbo of words. I just was trying to take each day and get better and understand better. But what are these grief responses? And do we need to, if we're grieving, determine if we're going through these stages?
Every griever needs to take a look and say, am I grieving appropriately? And sometimes they need a counselor to kind of navigate them through that and help them to assess if the things they're feeling and thinking are normal. But yes, denial is kind of the first one. And there's actually a difference between denial and avoidance. A lot of people use those two words as synonyms, but they really aren't. Denial is walking into the funeral home saying, oh my God, this can't have happened. I just don't believe this happened. She's going to come back. He's going to come back. Avoidance is walking out a day or two later and saying it's happened, but I'm not going to think about it or talk about it. Both of those are unhealthy responses to a loss. You have to face the loss. You have to deal with it. No matter how painful it is, you need to remind yourself that the pain is a part of the love. You love the person. And therefore, when the person died, you're going to have this pain. But you also need to remind yourself the pain will not last. As you know, I've been doing this over 30 years, and I can guarantee you the pain will not last.
The pain subsides. It will always be there to a degree, but you can survive it, and you can experience joy and forward thinking and great events in your life, but it never disappears.
I agree with that. I think the intensity and the frequency, the intensity gets a whole lot less and the frequency a lot less, but there are people that tell me, you know, 10 years later, when they think about their son or daughter, husband or wife, they have a moment. And mm-hmm. and I accept that and I agree with that. And I've even experienced that with my own losses in my life. Those that have been a long time ago, I still sometimes will have a day where I think a lot about it. But let me say something about how quickly a person should move from denial into what a category I call numbness. Now, these phases, these stages, whatever you want to call them, and people have all kinds of stages out there for grief, they're not in stone. You go back and forth, and one day you may feel like you're in denial or avoidance, the next day in numbness. But you should quickly move into a kind of a numbness stage where life is going on without you. You don't Your senses aren't acute. You maybe are late to appointments. You're just kind of quiet when people talk to you. You don't give a lot of in-depth responses. Many times you'll have some physical things, sweating, heart palpitations, sick at your stomach. Certainly you have poor concentration during this numbness stage. So there are a lot of issues that can accompany both denial and numbness.
What happened to me, now that you're bringing this up, it's kind of coming back. It seemed to me that the first few months after I lost my daughter, it was almost like I was standing next to myself, watching myself live my life. I said, wait a minute, I'm living my life every day. I never used to think of I was watching myself live my life every day, but it's almost like I was two people. I was me and I was me observing me. And I don't know whether you got a name for that or not, but you've brought it back to me.
Yes, I think the name for it is out-of-body experience. I've had people sit in my office and say, this is like an out-of-body experience. I can't believe this is going on. I can't believe I'm dealing with this. Other people have described it as the game's going on, but I'm just watching.
Yes,
I'm not participating in the game. So I think all of those are, I want to stress, there are some physical issues. I remember the lady that said, I've never had a Twinkie in my life until my husband died, and I started eating Twinkies like crazy. Some people lose weight, some people gain weight. I mean, but it is important to recognize, okay, where I am in the grieving process, and these are some of the things that I know I'm going to have to deal with while I'm here.
Do they still make Twinkies?